Lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing and coming on back. I do appreciate you as always. Check out my other podcast with my good buddy Corey Brooks, The Manxiety Show. Also available wherever you get your podcast. Another episode supposed to come out this week. So excited to release that. And obviously you can watch this on YouTube if you want to. Follow me on all the social media things. Which I'll be getting off for a while. I'll talk about that in a second. Mick Thomas Comedy on all above platforms. You know, the TikToks and the Twitters or X's and Facebooks and all that stuff. And come see me live this week, tomorrow night, Tuesday the 17th, all the way through to the 21st. I am going to be in Myrtle Beach at Comedy Cabana. Can't wait to get down to Myrtle Beach. Going to be a long time down on the beach, having some good time, walking the boardwalk. Much needed stress reliever, I got to be honest with you. And then next week after that, the week after that, I'm at the Borgata Comedy Club, Borgata Casino in Atlantic City on the 29th and 28th. Why would you do it backwards, you fucking idiot? So that's, and I got other stuff. Go check me out. I'm all over the place. Comedy Cellar, Comic Strip, Westside Comedy Club, Gotham Comedy Club, just working on shit. So come out and see a show. Would love to see you. What else I got to promote? I guess nothing. That was it, really. That's it. Oh, you know what I do have to cancel, though? I do have to cancel my trip to Israel. That's not a tasteless joke, by the way. That is not a tasteless joke. That is an actual fact. I was planning on this year going to Jerusalem. I wanted to go to Jerusalem, see the sights, and do some comedy in Israel. Comedy is big over, not so much now, but I think if a comedian bombs over there, it has a different meaning. Again, not a tasteless joke, it's an actual fact. But this is going to be a weird episode, right? This is going to be a weird episode. Last week's episode, I recorded on Saturday, and as we're recording it, the horrible tragedy happened in Israel at the rave, at the dance. At the dance concert, whatever. Doesn't that sound like an old man? You kids at the dance concert? Were you dancing at the concert? Oh, here's a quarter. You better buy yourself an umbrella. Because it rains at the concerts. At the rave, I guess you would call it, right? Sorry, I'm out of touch. I'm getting old. And Hamas, the terrorist organization, just went to town and committed just awful tragedies on so many lives lost, and just horrific things done that were probably worse than a lost life to people, to young people, to old people, to children, to babies. The babies weren't at the raves, but after that they went from door to door and committing heinous crimes. So that's what I'm going to talk about on this episode. So anyway, that was all happening as I recorded my I saw that, and then I went down and recorded my episode. And I didn't want to start commenting on it, because I like to do that. I like to let the dust settle before I kind of talk about anything, especially so serious. Because number one, I don't want to come across insensitive. And number two, I want to get my facts right before I start talking on it, which a lot of people don't do. They just kind of start shooting from the hip. I want to get kind of the facts, get informed as best I can before I open up and talk about it. But and I'm glad I did, right? So it's now been over a week. It's now Monday morning and recording this. So it's been a week and 2 days since that horrible day. But now the whole world is kind of on edge. The whole world is on edge, and rightly so. And it's not, here's the thing too, like, I'm not, what blew me away about all this was how little you know, right? Like, because it happens. Now, by the way, before I go in any further, I do want to say this. I'm only going to talk about the information that I researched myself, about the information that I saw at hand with my own eyes from websites. And I try to go to different websites, because we know how the media is a fucking liar. So whatever I say, if it turns out that it's not, that's not right, if you are doing a fact check, or if you disagree with me, please don't fucking send emails and hate mail towards me. I'm only going by what I have. So, but by all means, just write back to me and go, hey, Mick, here's actually what happened. Don't go, you fucking idiot, this, this. I'm basing on what I saw, all right? I'm not going out there blind. I can only do work with what I fucking have. But I'm off social media for a while now because going through all this research kind of depressed me. You'll see posts about stuff on there. It's not me. I'm not on social media for a while. So you won't be able to get in contact with me if that's how you normally do. Just a while. Just to let, just, you know, you clear your head. Blech. I watched enough sick shit, so I had to get rid of it. But anyway, as I was saying, so if I did say something that's not accurate, it's, again, I'm only basing on the information that I was given that I saw, and I'm not 100% confident about how I'm delivering this, and I am open to be proven wrong, and I like to be proven wrong sometimes, you know, but like I said, it's that's my disclaimer for the rest of this episode. I'm glad I waited a week, right? And the reason why I'm glad I waited a week is because I did not expect, because immediately it happened, right? It was, oh my God, poor Israel, right? Israel, we got to help. This is Israel, we got to help Israel. And what blew me away was I saw a bunch of people in New York City protesting, saying they're pro-Palestine. And I just thought, ooh, kind of right out the gate with that, right? Just bodies are still warm. And then that grew and grew. And then I go on to sites around the world and I see there are so many people that support Palestine during this thing. Now, I'm not one of those guys to say I support both sides. I'm not saying that. I don't support... the thing about it is that nobody came out and condemned. Nobody who was supporting Palestine came out and were condemning Hamas, which was very strange. That was what I found strange. My eyes were open to how many people supported Palestine, so I thought, okay, there's a lot going on here. Because let me go back a little bit, right? Because I went on to a lot of Irish websites, and I saw cousins of mine on there really, really supporting Palestine. And then I went into so many Irish people support Palestine. And I was like, well, why? Like, why do so many people from Ireland support Palestine? And then I was seeing videos of Palestinians waving Irish flags from a few years ago, by the way. They didn't go through all this situation. So, all right, let's bust out the Irish flags. You know, they had wall paintings like they do in Northern Ireland, you know, for people who died fighting for freedom, like Bobby Sands when he died in the, you know, and all the prisoners of the H Block prison in Belfast, I believe it was Belfast in Northern Ireland, who went on a hunger strike and died. So Palestine has always supported Ireland. So the reason why it's weird to me is that, like, it's very complex over there, and that's why when we shout abuse into a void, you know, and we pick sides, it's blindly pick sides. It's we were really not informed, right? And I don't trust the media at all. And I'm, by the way, I'm not, you're not going to hear me say, oh, well, this is, you know, maybe you should look on that side over there. They have problems too. It's not just them. It's, I immediately condone the fucking, what Hamas did, like to, if you can't come out and condone those, no matter what side you are on politically, there's something wrong with you. I've seen a bunch of politicians, liberals, I've seen a bunch of politicians asked straight to their face, do you condone what Hamas did? Like the guy in Colorado, for example, like the governor of Colorado. Do you condone what Hamas did? They just killed, they cut babies' heads off. And he's like, yeah, and? Again, research it. I understand it's a complex situation that you don't understand what goes on between Israel and Palestine for all those years. I understand that. Some people like to fight. They just like to fight. You know what I mean? They just like to argue. So if one side... Like, I'm like that with Harry Potter. I've watched the Harry Potters. They're good movies. But when someone says they're a good movie, I go, nah, I like to argue a little bit. So I feel people like to argue. So, like BLM came out. BLM came out and they're all pro what happened this weekend. Okay? whatever. It just sounds like you're angry all the fucking time, BLM, right? You're always, you're not looking for change, you're just looking to fight. You're always fucking angry. Can't stand the fucking BLM people. Can't fucking stand them. Hiding behind this movement that they're saying or trying to do. Oh, we're here because Black Lives Matter. Yeah, of course fucking Black Lives Matter. Right? Of course they do. You don't give a fuck about them. You took all that money, you did nothing with it. So shut the fuck up and sit down. You just like to argue. I see a lot of the LGBTQT people, whatever the fuck the letters. I don't know. For the life of me, I'll never. I don't want to learn them. I don't want to learn the order of it because I don't respect that community. I don't respect the fact that you're a hateful group, I'll be honest with you. From what I've seen over the last few years, you're a hateful group. You want to fight with everybody. You're not open to discussion. They're out there saying pro Hamas stuff because they like to argue, right? They just like to argue because they seem like that the mainstream media is pro Israel, and they're like, well, we're out, and I see them. I've seen the videos. I'm not making it up. And they're out there, and I go, you know what? Take that rainbow flag. Take that rainbow flag, wear your dress with your cock hanging out, and walk down Main Street Gaza Strip. Wave that flag in support of Hamas. See what happens. See what happens. You know the way you might be in your office, you might be bored in a cubicle next to a cool guy? That's always cool, man, when you get to work with someone that's cool. And you play a little game. Hey, man, I bet you $10 I can get this paper in the basket before you. All right, go ahead, and you're fucking crumpling paper and you're throwing it. You know what they're doing, Hamas? Hey, man, I bet you I can take that homosexual's head off with one swipe. Stop. Stop fighting. Stop being angry just to get your point across to show that you're angry. Watch. No. Don't. Just don't do it. Don't fucking do it. So the reason why is I know the whole situation is very, very complex is that I grew up in Ireland. Ireland have, and this is probably why Palestine and Ireland and the Irish people are supporting Palestine and the Palestinians have been supporting Irish people, is because we went through, there is a similar thing. There's a similar, we were taken over. I'm not saying this happened by the Palestinians, but I'm not educated enough. This is not me giving you facts. This is not my belief system. This is me trying to understand something. All right. So again, please calm down. So Ireland was taken over by Britain for hundreds of years, and we fought, we won our freedom, and it's not that simple, right? It's not that simple. Even to talk about, it's not England took over Ireland, we fought, we got our country back. Even as an Irish man in my 40s, that whole scenario, and I grew up in it, I was born in the 70s. So the late 70s and the 80s were the worst time that Ireland had ever seen. That was a weird noise. Ireland had ever seen when it came to was one of the worst times that Ireland had fighting against the British with the IRA, the Irish Republican Army. And again, this is from when I was a kid. I don't know what it's like now. Even then, it's like I can't really explain to you the complexity of what went on in Ireland, the political people, the people who were involved, political parties who were involved in with the IRA. IRA is labeled and they're now considered a terrorist organization. Right. So but they fought for the freedom of Ireland, and that's what they were fighting for. We won back Ireland, but the British kept the north, the six counties up the north. And that's what the fighting's for. We wanted our six counties back. So it was basically we're fighting over, this is our land. You took it. We want it back, and we're going to fight to take it back. And that's what is going on right now in the Middle East with Israel and Palestine. Palestine believe it's their land and Israel believe it's their land. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. I'm not saying who belongs. All I know is like, listen, but going back to the IRA before I wander off. Going back to the IRA. The IRA, what they did with their attacks, when they attacked the British establishment, what they would do was they would call up the building. Like, so let's say it's a British post office or it's a British... whatever, where decisions are made about British part of British Parliament, where decisions are made, right? Government decisions are made. So the IRA would call them up. Hello? Yep, this is the IRA. Listen, I just want to let you know, at 2:00 today, we're going to blow up your building. So make sure you have everybody out, right? It's 9 a.m. We're giving you plenty of warning. Clear out there. So they do, and people evacuate the building. It's an empty building. People are standing back from it. Boom. No casualties. The IRA, they used to pride themselves. Again, growing up watching it on the news and listening to stories and reading books, the IRA would pride themselves on no innocent people dying. They would just attack the establishment. That changed when a peace treaty was signed in 1998 between Ireland and Britain. A peace treaty was signed, and actually, I think it was before 98. It was the Good Friday Agreement. And so we had peace. We finally had peace between Ireland and Britain. Some people were not happy with that, so they broke off from the IRA and they formed a group called the Real IRA. Now, what they did was, they, in a town called Oma in Northern Ireland, they, again, called up everybody, said, hey, listen, we have a bomb in that car. We're going to blow it up today at 12 o'clock or whatever time they said. Right, just giving you a heads up. So the police said, oh no, thank you for the heads up and the warning about that. They moved everybody down to the other side of town and they fucking blew up the bomb down there where everybody was gathering, killing, I believe, 29 people, and 220 people got seriously injured. Everyone turned on him. Everyone turned on him, right? Because there was no nobility in the fight. What you did, it was a coward's move. And that's what got me about the fucking Hamas thing, the Hamas group, that you say you're fighting for your freedom, you want your country back, right? You want Israel is your land and you want it back and that kind of stuff. And but what you did, like what they did was they went, like, just to cut the heads off babies, to just rape people in front of on the dead bodies of, like, this episode will get shadow banned, I know, just from some of the keywords I use, and it's okay, I'm fine with that. Just the horrific things that were done by this terrorist organization. You know, and I'm watching videos now of people in Palestine getting bombed, like children getting bombed, and you know, it's the loss of innocent life on either side is absolutely horrific. And this is what fucking gets me, man. This is what gets me. It's these wars are fought by people in fucking suits. Politicians who can't come to an agreement. And they fucking send people out and they create this environment. And now everyone's getting involved, right? Now Iran are jumping in. And of course, this fucking idiot of a guy driving America right now. You know, here's what pissed me off by him. And again, look it up. He went out to give a press conference the other day. It was in Philadelphia. And he wanted to give a press conference about what happened in Israel. And he walks to the podium. Look it up or I'll share it for you. If you want to ask me, I'll share it for you. He walks up to the podium and he goes, before I get started, let's go Philly. Yeah? Did you all see that game last night? Anyway, that's what he said. Right? And people voted for him. Fuck me, man. Fuck me. But I don't want to lose track about what I'm saying. Now all these people in suits are getting involved. All these politicians. All these people who will never put themselves in harm's way of any way. Because what does war lead to, man? It's just, I'm looking at these people in Israel, these innocent people getting killed, and I'm looking at these people in Palestine, these children, these like tiny humans getting killed. For what? Like, it's the... And now, like, so many countries are getting involved. We have never been closer to the brink of World War III, ever. Than we have now. What was that line? What was that quote that... And this is how dangerous it is, right? This is how dangerous it is. Because in World War II, we didn't have the weapons we have now. And we had enough... Like, we had food, right? Things were scarce, but people still ate. If World War III happens now, all supplies are stopped. Do you know what I mean? Like, all supplies are stopped. So instead of going out there and praying and siding with a country, siding with someone else, just side with humanity. Because if it all goes tits up, we're done. We're all, what did Einstein say? I don't know what weapons they'll use to fight World War III with, but I know World War IV will be fought with sticks. Meaning that life will be obliterated and we will have to start again. The caveman era will come back. And if that doesn't fucking chill your bones, man. And what gets me is what I read, it's, and people are going to roll their eyes when I say this, but I'm going to read the Bible a lot. I read it every day. And the book of Ezekiel has talked about this war in Israel coming. Beware of the enemy from the north to invade Israel. Right? And they talk about the end of days. And we sit there and we go, that's not going to happen. Listen, would you have thought 20 years ago that the evil you've seen in the world in the last 20 years, you would have thought if I'd told you that, if someone had sat down and told you that? All the shit we went through, I don't need to list them. If I sat down and told you all those things that's happened, think about all the things that's happened. In America alone, not even the world, but in America alone, right? The way we all, now the world doesn't talk to each other. Go on to Facebook. Just type in something. Go on to one page, pro-Biden, pro-Trump, whatever it is. Put one comment on. Just a comment that's not even rude, that's not offensive. And just watch the hate you will get. I get it every day. It's fun. It's fun for me. Listen, this is a bummer of an episode, right? It really is. I just wanted to talk because people are like, you got to mention it, and it's not. It's on my mind kind of a lot. Excuse me, I've done my research on it, and from what little research I've done, I just see it's fucking awful, and I wish people would just back the fuck off, politician-wise. Like, stay out of it. Like, you're making it fucking worse. You're making it worse, because when you join in, other people join in, and it just escalates. Do I pick a side on either one of them? Listen, it's too complex for me to turn and pick a side. All I know is I just don't want people to die. That's it. That's all I can say. And the weird thing about, like, see, it's not, well, they're Muslims, they're Jewish people. In Israel, part of the Israeli army, and like, there's millions of Muslims living peacefully within Israel. There's millions of Christians living in Israel, peacefully in Israel. So it's not as simple as Jews versus Muslims. It's not about that. It's not about that. You know, and I got so many Jewish friends that I reached out to and all this. Go, hey man, I hope you don't have any family or friends over there. And some of them wrote back, I do. One person wrote back and said, my mother's over there right now. She was over visiting someone. She's safe, but you know, it's so fucking complex that I don't even think some of the people in Israel and the people in Palestine understand the history. Because it's gone, like, the wars haven't gone on since, like, what, 1940? I mean, gone on longer than that, but, like, officially on the books, 1948, and they've never stopped. There's been some times of peace in there, but it's never stopped. So, I just, when I go online, I'm kind of, like, I'm surprised. Like, I was shocked. It's like, huh, I was not expecting. So, it's so complex. And the people who support Palestine and the people who support Israel on there are very intelligent people that, very well thought people that I'm around, which leads me to believe that this whole fucking thing is in relation for the fight for land. I'm not talking about them bombing them, loss of life. That's not confusing. That just shouldn't happen. I just wish it didn't happen. But what's complex of, we own this land, that was our deed. It's like one big law, one big custody battle. That's went on for hundreds of years, and we're just joining it in the last day of court. We don't know. So I just think a lot of us need to shut the fuck up and not speak about it. I think we should definitely all of us should condone what Hamas did. I think we should definitely condone the loss of innocent life. On either side, we should just condone the loss of innocent life, all of us. And I just think, look, if this doesn't do anything for you, if this doesn't do anything for you in any way, what shape or size, if anything, it should make you grateful. It should make you 100% grateful for what you have, for what's in your life, for who's in your life, for the food on your table, the clothes on your back, the fact that you get to get up and go to a shitty job every day, like, as that's I'm not being sarcastic. The fact that Netflix fucking sucks, there's nothing good to watch, be grateful for that. Be grateful that you got to come to see me at a comedy club this weekend and fucking this one woman wouldn't shut the fuck up through the whole show and ruined it, and she was a heckler. I was grateful for that. She wouldn't leave. I asked her to leave. She wouldn't leave. I asked the security to throw her out. They wouldn't throw her out. I'm grateful that that happened. I went to the Comedy Cellar last night. It took me 2.5 hours to get there with traffic. I'm grateful for the fact that I was stuck in traffic. So if we've learned anything from what's happened with this awful catastrophe and this worldwide just tragedy that affects us all, right? And it's going to affect us all if it doesn't stop. Just be grateful. That's all I can say. I know I am. I'm grateful for everything I have. I'm thankful for everything I have. I don't go out fighting with people. I don't want to create drama. I'm just grateful for what I have. So I think if there's any message for this is pray for all of those people over there who are dealing with this firsthand, right on the front line. Just stop fighting with each other. Fuck it. You know, life is too short, man, and it could get a lot shorter. That's all I gotta say. Listen, and as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Anyway, I gotta go. Sorry for a boring, heavy episode. Next week, I'll come back with dick and fart jokes. I promise you, I really will. And I'll have a lot of good stuff about shitting on Long Island people and their bagels. And I'm in South Carolina next week, all this week. So I'll be, next week, I won't have a video. It'll just be audio because I'm not bringing all my equipment down there. I'm going to record the episode down in South Carolina. So it'll just be audio only. But anyway, I got to go. I really got to go. I'm dying for a piss for the last 15 minutes. So anyway, like I said, thank you for liking, subscribing, sharing. Coming on back, I do appreciate you. And as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you.